can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Your homies. Your homies.
You can call on me.
Your homies.
Yo, what's going on, man? How everybody feeling?
Amazing.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
Hey, another episode of the Big Homies House. We got some homies in the building. We got homie back in the building. This is your first time on camera with the homies. We got Rob 49 in the building with the homies. Get on Rob 49.
Yeah.
How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, man. Happy to be back on y'all shit.
Hey, man, well, we about to be back on some bullshit in here. So
you know how we do. We just
prepare yourself.
What's them?
Prepare yourself. So
I'm happy for y'all, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, man. Hey, thank you. Thank you. You know, we in a different position. You got to level up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, he walked in. He's like, what's up, JoJo? Miss Fluid out. I'm like, shit.
But nobody never knew because they ain't got that.
Yeah. Shit, they know now.
They know Mitch, now.
Shit going viral like a motherfucker right now.
Fluid out.
You funny as hell, man.
Yeah.
You flying girls out?
I got a girlfriend.
I know that's right.
Hey, shout out to the faithful black man, because black men don't cheat, for sure.
Shit.
I don't really see a point in that.
And flying out?
Yeah.
A lot of people, I agree with you.
Bring your sand to the beach, bro.
I agree with you.
Wait.
If I got to fly a girl out, I'm in Atlanta. It's a bunch of women in Atlanta.
Kodak, you're flying bitches out. Like, you're not doing it now, but if you
saying.
Had the money,
you
doing
if you like the girl, if you like, man, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with shorty, like, probably, but.
Yeah,
not just for no just link up. No,
nah, yeah, not just that. Trying to beat.
That's so y'all just never met a girl worthy enough to get flued out.
I think about it, but then I think about it, like it's a girl that look just like her in my city.
Hmm.
So why? Why am I so attracted to you that I gotta fly you out?
Cause you can't get her.
What? That don't even make sense.
It do. It do make sense.
She's saying like a girl will look at you if it's like, oh yeah. Like, this nigga talking about flying me out. Like, he having that shit. Like,
that ain't what I'm saying.
Oh, what you talking about?
What I'm saying is that it be, like, I feel like a guy would like a woman more if she's not accessible as everybody else. Like, a girl you trying to holler at and she just not giving you no play.
Oh, so you think playing hard to get makes
man, listen, bro.
I never said playing hard
chance,
to get.
You got a better chance with me first night. After that, you got a better chance than me first night. Me and Bro always say that.
Yeah.
Well, see, but see, when
man,
I say
ain't
it.
Helping you, that's hurting you. Yeah. I swear to
but
God.
When I say it, it's a problem.
I agree.
Oh, you feel like that too?
That's what I'm going viral for right now, for saying that exact same shit.
Man, listen, bro. That's crazy.
First night. Yeah, I mean, because what's going to happen is going to happen regardless. Because if I like you and you let me hit the first night, I like you. But if I wasn't gonna see you after the night, this shit, I'm just not gonna beat.
Like, but I moved
too
much.
You were never coming back anyway.
Man, look, you hear this conversation? Man, him was just talking about this. That's crazy.
What about first night?
First night, like you got a better chance if we do something first night. You got a better chance.
Well,
this
is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say this. Sometimes some women don't want to do that on the first night because they don't know what you like. They don't know you like that. First of all, they don't know if they want to even take it there with you. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. They don't know the mental capacity of that man if he can handle it or not.
Well, why you think you about to have another opportunity?
What you mean?
What you talking about?
Oh, you mean other than that
yeah,
first
like, no,
night?
I'm saying, why does she think you like you might not be back tomorrow?
That's because this why she thinks she got another opportunity because you didn't talk to her on the phone just leading up to this. So she think we about to keep playing like this. Like,
oh, no,
we not playing like this.
You hold out that first night. You like to play games.
So, you like to play games. You childish.
Like
games.
So
I'm grown.
You know, back in the day, it always used to be like, if you were to have sex on the first night, you a hoe. So now y'all trying to tell me that times have changed to where now if you don't fuck on the first night, we ain't rocking with you?
If you fuck me on the first night, you made a great decision, baby. You're a good decision maker.
You're a good decision maker.
Why wouldn't
I trust
want you around me?
I trust you.
Well, then again, sometimes a woman might not want to do that so fast because maybe she do like you and like she might feel like that's the only thing that you want. And so if she give it to you, she ain't going to talk to you no more. And maybe not even she like you. You may have something that she wants from you that you have to offer to her. And she knows that like, maybe you got a bag. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and so now she knows.
Going to get you a bag?
No. It's not about getting a bag, but at least she'll be around longer to experience whatever you got going on. So now she got to hold out.
This is what it is. If I don't hit, I'm never talking to you again. On a level that you think I might have talked to you.
Exactly.
If I do hit, I'm going ahead again, so I'm going to give you some more of this conversation. We might talk about some more shit.
What if you don't double back? What if you don't double back and now she
That's the problem, though. What's the point of doing some shit I ain't going to double back for? Well, waiting for it.
Because say, like, you in town for the weekend, like, type shit.
Then if I'm in town for the weekend, you right. Yeah, you right.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, dang, it's over with. But, you know...
You better goddamn.
Nah, you know what?
Because I could this time could have went to somebody else, and you playing.
Let me
that be the issue, because the time that I'm spending with you and you not fucking, I could have been spent with somebody else that was on the same type of time.
I just fuck with
you
girls.
You just taking up space.
Let me tell y'all a story.
Tell us a story.
I'm not gonna say too much because I'm sick of getting drug on Instagram, bro. So. I'm going to say it anyway. Fuck y'all. So,
We can't say certain things, you know.
Man, y'all.
Say what you say.
So, this guy once told me, we were in a situation to where I didn't want to have sex with him on the first night. Like,
he was being childish.
I didn't want to because, you know, I just didn't want to. Like, I just didn't. I didn't want to look like that girl.
You liked this nigga.
And then, no. I never knew who he was. Like, I only knew him from what he was.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't want to do that. Uh-huh. And I explained to him, I was like, no, you know, I'm not really trying to go there with you, whatever. And we vibing hard. We vibing for hours at this point. Mm-hmm. And he like, look, let me tell you something, sweetie. I'm going to keep it real with you. You fine. You got a good vibe. But do you know how many women I meet that's fine with a good vibe? He's like, you could be fine with a good vibe and I forget about you today.
Keeping
you could be
it,
fine with a good.
With you.
Yes,
I
he's
know
like,
you
can keep
shit.
It.
I ain't gonna cap.
Man, what? You wouldn't believe.
That's
how it was over with.
Oh, you went for it?
What?
Nah,
I fell for the okie doke.
You ain't fall for nothing.
I fell for the
I guarantee, like, you still fuck with him on some shit. Like, even if y'all don't talk every day, it's just like, I still know you my dog. Like,
yeah, nah, he ain't gonna forget about me. It's over with. Like,
go ahead, bro.
It's true.
I got a question for you, right? So, like, say you a nigga shooting a shot at you, right? But you see him in the comments of, like, other bitches that look like you. Do you feel like, damn, this nigga thirsty? Or, like, is he just, you know, playing the game?
I think any man in anybody comments is thirsty. Take it to the DMs. Like, everybody
Wait,
can see
say,
you.
Who about to put hard eyes on somebody's picture?
People do that.
I can see it's just like my dog. Like my dog. This is my friend.
Look
like,
at Kodak.
I'm gonna put hard eyes.
Kodak definitely do
you
that.
You do that shit?
Kodak's thirsty.
Man, you can't be doing that shit, bro.
I had a chick this week.
Kodak, what's going on with this microphone?
Oh, you making her look as famous. You making her look famous. That's it.
What you mean, what's wrong with the microphone?
Why you keep moving on it like
that?
No,
because I was trying to hide. But I was like, I got in trouble this weekend for that. Like, this girl I was talking to. Like,
man, this nigga, other people pictures, bro.
I'm like, I'm trying to help their engagement.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm trying to boost that shit in the algorithm.
No.
Nah, man, but after she said that, I'm like, all right, I am never coming. Anything nice on the nose.
I'm going to tell you some real shit, bro. Don't do that shit no more, bro.
Please don't. I used to date a dude who we were in a fully committed relationship, and he was still under girls, like, in their comments. But like, you the
he
one.
He retarded.
Bitch, what the fuck?
He retarded.
You the one.
So if a dude's single,
he's
that's
still thirsty.
Still stupid.
It's still thirsty, yeah. Thirsty
that's lame as hell.
So do not comment under any chick pic.
No.
Send her the pic in the DM.
Direct message.
No. What I do, this is what I do. So I make a safe haven for all the guys that want to comment under my picture. I post it, and then I send it to my story, and then boom. Now everything you wanted to say in them comments, you can just say in them DMs.
Really? You supposed to just go straight for it, man. What's am? I want you to send a number. Hit, use it if you want.
I feel that. Go straight for it.
Like, what we
straight
playing for?
Kill.
You bad, I think you bad, I want you. If you don't want me, okay, they got a million other people.
Yeah. I feel like, do you guys think that it's too aggressive for a woman to shoot her shot at a dude in his DMs? Like, is that too forward, too aggressive?
Yes, love that. Yes,
listen,
shoot your shot.
Listen, it's different with certain niggas because I feel like motherfucker trying to set me up. You in my DMs and you bad. Even though it happened all day, but I just feel like motherfucker trying to set me up.
I feel like that too.
Back of a dude mind though.
I feel like if I slid in somebody DMs right now, he'd probably look at me like, he gonna do a lot of research. Like, first of all, who are you? Who sent you? What you want? You want me for my bag?
If we got
like,
some background shit. If we got some background shit, like I know that, and you know, I see it, I'm like, oh yeah, facts. Like, yeah. But other than that, if I don't know you, I'm like,
who
all
sent
right.
you?
Bro, it's about to be outside this door.
When you were single, like if the coochie come too easy, do you like she just too desperate and thirsty to fuck?
I ain't gonna lie. You say if it come too easy,
too
what?
Too easy. I mean, like,
would you fuck with it?
Yeah.
Like if she just slid in your DMs and was like, look, I'm in the city.
Here's my butthole.
Here. Look, I'm in the city. This how you know I'm not playing.
I was young too. I wasn't even thinking like that. I ain't gonna lie. I was young.
If it come too easy, like, damn, you don't want nothing?
Yeah.
Like, well, I ain't been single for real since like a year after high school, so I don't really know nothing.
Oh, you locked in?
Not even that, nigga. I just got out of high school. Nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Like 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? When
Obama was president. Actually, it wasn't even Obama.
God damn. Nigga, I was.
Niggas is old.
It was a nigga before Obama. Who was Obama? Bush?
I don't damn know. Don't ask me Obama. Nothing political.
Hey, hold on,
how old are you?
24. I made 24 last week.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wait, you a Pisces?
Yeah. What you in?
I'm a Capricorn.
I don't know nothing about it. I just asked.
Yeah, I do.
For real? Mm-hmm. Tell me about Pisces.
Y'all just throw it off. No, I'm just kidding. My daughter's a Pisces. Y'all's just super emotional.
Oh,
y'all
yeah,
like attention.
You told me that. Like yeah. Attention.
Mm-hmm.
Man, don't say that. I don't like no attention.
Yeah, I mean, it could be good attention. Like, you can get attention from your girl.
Oh, like attention like that.
Yeah. Not like you fiending for attention like yeah, on social say, media. Like, no, like attention.
Nah, I don't know about none of that. Nah, I do like attention.
Emotion-wise. Like, you would like, you like.
Like, you just.
Touchy-feely.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I have an ex who was a Pisces. He was the most toxic person I ever been with in my entire life.
You miss him, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, I for do. Sure. You fought a Pisces before?
What they sign is. The only thing I know about women and zodiacs is that Scorpios is freaky as a motherfucker.
How you know that?
Because I've experienced a few Scorpios. They freaky as a motherfucker. Scorpios?
We got a Scorpio in here?
Anybody
nah,
hear Scorpio?
Scorpio?
Anybody
I think
know?
You might be right.
Am I wrong about Scorpio?
Nah, nah, you right. You damn right because I know my brother.
Oh, damn.
That nigga is
Scorpios
terrible.
Are freaky? When they birthday? When are Scorpios birthday? Look, he know for sure. No, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. I know when her birthday is. I know her social. I'm on that with Shorty. Matter of fact, yeah. Shout her
right
out.
Now. Right. Where you at?
Let me hit her right now.
What you got, JoJo?
Nothing.
Yo, your phone like you got some.
Yeah. I did. I was going to talk about what we had talked about earlier about, okay, so you're in a relationship. Now, say if you were in a prior relationship, right, and you thought you was going to get married and you didn't. You got the ring and everything. But now you with your girl now. You still got this same ring. Would you still use that same ring for her? Or would you use a different one? Or would you go out and buy a new one?
Hell no. That shit don't mean nothing. I'm about to give you the same ring. Like, what sense does that make?
Well, you know.
Some people don't want no leftover ass ring.
Me personally.
How's she going to know it's leftover?
What if she find out? What if she find out?
How?
All right, I'm going to tell you how.
Maybe the other girl, she see it on her finger, and she like, no. She was like, oh, my God, I said yes.
Exactly.
And then
she
like,
see,
bitch, that's the same ring he proposed to me with.
I'm a liar. I'm going to lie.
That's that Pisces shit.
I'm
see what
lie.
I said? The Pisces are the most toxic motherfuckers ever in the world.
Man, you're not beating them toxic allegations, dog.
I'm going to lie.
You going to lie?
It's easy. What?
It ain't easy.
Man, that who want,
it depends on who you talking
attention.
To, because you can't
who
lie to me.
Clout.
She do. She want a new ring.
She want clout. No, I'm gonna say the other one want clout. The one that's ratting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like
of course,
what?
Of course.
Tell me, I ain't never even proposed to her. She just, I never proposed.
You
the first.
Her?
I don't even know who that is.
You believe her? Or you believe me?
Boy, I don't believe your lying ass.
You believe her?
You believe her?
Me? Mm-mm. All right, say less. I don't think we need to do this.
Well, thing. let me tell you, cause get a new ring. Just get a new ring, bro. Yeah, trade it in.
I ain't about to marry nobody.
Whatever it is.
I ain't marry nobody. No time soon.
You don't. Oh, I was about to say, you don't believe in marriage?
Huh? No time soon.
No time soon,
okay. Yeah.
I got 10 more years in me.
You plan on getting married, though, eventually?
Yeah, most of them. I want kids. I want marriage. I want, most of them.
You want love, marriage, and kids. I just feel like nowadays, that's not like the goal.
If I'm with the same girl for the next 5-6 years, I might marry her. I'm going to marry her that year.
But that fifth year? That,
yeah, I like that fit, yeah.
But I feel that. It's always that timeline that people try to put on stuff. Like, you give yourself that timeline and you don't be reaching it.
28, 29,
no, not sent. I'm not 28 or 29, and I'm not married yet. Kodak, not 28, not 29. He not married yet either.
No, you can't put that on me because I can get married tomorrow.
To who?
You know who.
You talking about the girl who you on and off in a relationship with?
That's gonna be on forever tomorrow. It's on. It's really the onus is on the dude.
Kodak,
we're gonna get real.
Yeah, like I.
But she might cheat.
Like, I told myself,
what if she a cheater that you don't know?
Is she a cheater?
Kodak, I'm not gonna. I don't know if she's watching this, so I ain't even gonna say what I want to say. But girls do be cheating. Not your girl. I don't know her like that.
Every girl cheat.
I'm actually trying to. I used to be a habitual cheater.
Wait, why do you think every girl cheat?
I don't trust no girl.
I don't trust no dude
not
either.
Girl?
I trust. I trust my girl, but
to a certain extent,
if something happened, like I wouldn't be like, "What the fuck?" Like, nah.
What make you think every girl cheat? Because they got a lot of dudes trying.
Because I didn't talk to girls about it, like in the situation, like man, tell me about her. And like, I feel like every girl cheat. Like they tell you, like, yeah, man,
I'm just
gonna do it right.
Well, since I am a girl, female woman, I can speak on this. I'm not gonna say every woman cheats. Maybe she has before cheated.
That's what I'm saying.
In the past.
She cheated. A cheater is a cheater.
Okay, but I also feel like it has something to do. No, not once a cheater, always a cheater. Because you can be in a fake ass relationship. Like, well, in high school, I'm saying fake ass relationship because, like, in high school, you know, when
high
you
school relationships don't count.
Well, his dude, because he's still in his.
I wasn't in high school.
You're not in it no more.
Oh, you wasn't in high school when you're married. Okay, so yeah, back to what I was saying, though. Yeah, so like them high school relationships that you was in or whatever, motherfuckers was cheating. In college, you was with somebody, you was cheating. Like, but who really was like caring for real? I'm talking about in your older years, you are a young man, adult. You are a young woman, you are an adult, you pay your own bills, you got kids. You know what I'm saying? Are they the ones that are cheating? The answer is yes. They still are.
No,
some of them. Man, but listen. I personally feel like that they're only cheating is if their man isn't satisfying them in a certain way. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a woman cheats to offset something that her man isn't doing. So for instance.
The same reason niggas cheat.
No, I'm really not going to say the same reason because a girl will sit there, she'll hold you down through anything that you're doing, any and everything that you're doing. But that one time you do something or the one time that you don't fix what she's saying is a problem, she's going to go fix it on her own and be very secretive about it because she wants that need to be met.
Man, no need to talk to me about
that. But cheating isn't always having sex. Like, cheating can be going out on a date. Cheating can
cheating
be accepting a gift.
A
cheating could be having a number.
You get a number, you
what about
cheating.
An Instagram?
Instagram, you cheating.
Nah, don't
play with me.
I'm giving an Instagram
away. You can't
away.
Play with me in no way. I'm
Wait,
taking
so
it.
So she give out her Instagram.
Man, what the fuck?
I ain't gonna lie. If
a nigga who give bro her Instagram, I'm gonna say, man, she going. Like, what we talking about?
What is she like an influencer?
Yeah, now that's the part
man,
where
man, that's not
tricky.
What we talking about, though. We know what we talking about, so we gonna stick to
I'm
that.
I'm saying.
All right, you're right.
Yeah, I do. I feel that way, too, then. Because if I'm in a relationship with a dude.
Just regular degular. Why you out here swapping IGs?
If I'm talking to a dude and he walk up on some girl and was like, let me get your Instagram. What? For what?
The Instagram.
Because you like what you look. I mean, you like what she look like? No, because eventually you're going to watch her stories. You're going to double tap and you're going to do all this. And then you're going to
put the hard eyes.
Then you're going to end up being in the DMs. And then you're going to end up getting your ass beat.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Because, boop, don't play me like that ever in life.
I agree. Yeah, if she slide him. The Instagram is damn near like sliding the phone number.
I feel like the Instagram is worse than the number.
Because you got vantage mode.
Because at least with the number, you can only hit me up and see me when I'm accessible to you. Instagram, you can go on my page. You can go look at me all day, every day if you want to. Like, if you want to just look at me all day, you can just pull it up and just stare for hours, if that's what you want, type shit.
Messages, that's easy to catch. Instagram, so hard to catch because you find 3,000 people. But that one, she playing with you with that one. In the vanish mode, though, so you don't never see it.
Vanish mode. I've had people slide in my DMs on vanish mode, yes.
Yeah, you hit back?
I don't like that shit.
Yes.
All right, then.
We grown. Like,
what you mean? I'm talking about these caliber of dudes don't want to get caught up with nobody.
What is you talking about?
When I was single.
This man going to be single in 3 days. He always talking about...
No, you know what I hate though on Instagram, like when they send you the video, but they don't send it like the regular way. They send it like the shit that disappear.
Nigga, that's what I'm supposed.
That's
to
the
be
way.
Done.
With me.
That's how it's supposed to
that's
be.
That's how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
Don't play with me, because I want to say this for later.
That's the type of people I do it for.
No, exactly. That's why they do that, because they don't need you doing all that. Uh-huh. And that's why people DM me on Vanish Mode, because they don't really know they shooting their shot, so they don't know what I'm on. They don't know if I'm a screenshot it. They don't
if
know.
I ever get caught in like in the
you know a bitch a real lame when she screenshots you.
Man, bitches is screenshotting left and right.
Like, but you a real lame, like.
I had to screenshot today for the first time in a long ass
time.
Why
you did that?
Because the nigga had me fucked up.
You gotta tell him.
He said one of them pics of him.
Nah, it wasn't somebody that was trying to holler at me or nothing like that. He was like calling me a duck.
He was trying to holler at you.
Well, at the moment, he was like all in my comments, like calling me a duck and like a lame bitch and like.
Nah. See, I'm gonna tell you that's. I don't know what that is.
No, but that's what he was on. And then he went and posted me on his page and was like, this a duck ass bitch. It's a dude. Mm. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I go to my DMs because he had reposted me in his story. So it was in my DMs. So I looked at it and that's when I saw he was like, duck, duck, duck and shit like that. I scroll up from 2021. No.
That's not what we talking
about. But from 2021, no, I'm not screenshotting no Vanishment. I was just saying the first time I screenshotted somebody was today. And that was because I went and scrolled up from 2021. He was like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so gorgeous. I'm your number one fan. Da, 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 da. All types of dick pictures. I was like, what the fuck? So I screenshot it. And then I told him, I said, nigga, you better get the fuck off my shit before I air your ass.
So you pee.
And nah, because like, I'm literally telling you, he was all in my comments, commenting on people, talking about she a bum bitch. She ain't got nothing going for herself. And I'm like, who is this guy?
He really a fan of me though. It be like that, bro.
You be having internet trolls?
I don't try.
Internet trolls.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm one of them niggas. I be about to comment back like, boy, don't play with me. Like,
yeah.
I see everything. Like,
sometimes it gets to that point. You just got to stop looking at them, though. And the only reason
it's
why
hard
I was,
to stop.
It is sometimes.
You can't stop because, man, at the end of the day, you're a real person.
Right.
I'm on Instagram just like you. The same way you type this, the same way I'm looking at it. Like,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But then it's like, if you respond, now it's going to be all bad on them. And it's going to look like you the bully.
Right.
Man, don't play with me. Facts, though. But that's why I be shutting up about it.
No, they definitely be on that. And then you'll say something. Like when I called that nigga, what I call him? Little head, big mustache ass boy?
Yeah.
He reported it. And I got my shit took.
You was bad in school, huh?
No, I was good in school. I was playing sports.
I can tell how
so.
She called him little head mustache.
Oh, she's roast teachers.
Yeah.
Little head, big mustache. Yeah. That's Memphis.
Memphis shit.
Mm-hmm.
You from Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
Got you. I got a question, right? So say somebody give you a gift, right?
Yeah.
You give somebody else a gift and they sell the gift. Are you upset? Like you give somebody a nice ass chain or some shit.
And they sell it. Yes, bro. Cause why are you doing bum shit?
JoJo, you get a nigga PS5, he sell it.
That's bum shit.
Yeah. What is he selling this shit for? He can't pay his bills or something?
That's what he's selling it for.
Is that why he's selling it?
Yeah. The reason don't matter. The reason don't matter. But it's a gift that you got somebody.
Somebody gave you a gift and sold it. I mean, you gave somebody a gift and sold it.
I feel that way.
Because I ain't gonna lie.
Especially if I get it from, especially if it was something that it was personal for me to get you something.
Okay. So I recently bought a chain for somebody. And if he went and sold it, I'm gonna be fucking livid.
Like, why?
Because
would you
do that? Saved a lot of money to buy that chain. And for you to sell it, like, what?
You love him? You love
to
him?
To buy a chain, obviously.
I thought you was the biggest P.
Obviously.
I thought you was the biggest
loved.
P.
Loved. Past tense. You can fall in love and be, you know what I'm saying?
No. That's not how that go.
What?
She talking you about can't she be in love. She just bought him a chain.
No, for me to love,
you can't be playing.
I looked at you as Big P, bro.
First of all, I'm not spending no money on a nigga that I don't care about. And it was his birthday.
I looked at you as Big P.
It's his birthday.
Mm-mm-mm.
So can you love somebody and not spend money
on?
Mm. Yeah, what the fuck? Money ain't everything.
I'm saying, but like, never?
Mm. It just depends. It depends.
I'm about to say, in this life that we live, like, if you around me enough, obviously, if you're around me enough, I love you. Like, if you're around me enough, you're going to wind up getting something out of me. So,
I just feel like if I'm in a good financial space, like I'm good, I don't have to worry about anything, and I'm living how I want to live comfortably.
Like if a dude, you got all these holidays going by, like Christmas, Valentine's, your birthday, and he'll never get you none on none of those.
What's super important to me is time and like creative sweet stuff. Like I'm not a materialistic person. I don't care if you go out and buy me this and this, like that don't matter to me. But you have to show that you care, you know, in some way, something that you don't usually do. You don't have to buy me no extravagant gifts or anything, but just show me that you're still interested in me.
He don't like acknowledge any of these holidays.
Like he don't acknowledge the holidays? Yeah. No, you gotta acknowledge these holidays. What are you talking about? I'm confused. And my birthday is on Christmas, so that's double like
your birthday on Christmas? Mm-hmm. Have belated.
Thank you.
I mean, I ain't really tripping. I'm spending that shit.
That's what I feel like you're supposed to do. Like yeah. That's really a part of life. Like with
dudes, just because.
But
I don't
you
care
see
about
this
money.
Energy though. You yeah. see this energy. Every dude don't have that energy because they can't. Because they can't afford to have that energy. No. That's why, like, when we have different conversations with different people have different things to say. Because you know, he'll be like, "What my girl want that is nothing." Mm-hmm. If I say like, "Oh well, what if I want this?" And he be like, "Oh, if that's my girl." It's nothing. But then you talk to another dude who ain't got no emotion like that. Well, I got to give you all of that because you want that. Like, it's always about, like, see, it's the money. Mm-hmm. Men, confidence. That's what it is.
Men are a lot more confident when they have money.
That's what I'm saying. And then they're a lot more controlling, too.
And they're
not controlling. It just so happened the way they got that money is by doing the right shit.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you the right shit. Why you not listening, but you think I'm controlling? Really, I'm just telling you the right shit.
Some of these dudes ain't doing the right shit now. Well, let's not say that.
If it worked,
it was right.
Now, if your ass end up getting locked up because your ass done did right. 7 PPPs, that ain't the right way.
Look, man, I feel like a lot of people try to get money.
A lot of people know how to keep money. You fucked me up. You did me.
Right. What'd you say? Go ahead.
A lot of people know how to get money. They don't know how to keep it.
No, that's true, too.
I feel like if you scamming, you're doing what you do to get your money, but you go to jail 2 weeks later, you're not really good at scamming money.
Mm-hmm. I really don't really care about money, though. I feel like that's what's going to keep you with money, and I care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
Just being a good nigga all around, like, that shit going to stay around you.
Yeah, it's gonna come back
like,
around.
Even like if you're a rapper, you're a big rapper, niggas will, you around people with money all day trying to put you in a position.
Mm-hmm.
But they know you for being a good nigga, so that's all day it's going to come. And when you broke, you still got them same niggas. Know you a good nigga. I'll do anything for a good nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That don't care about no money.
Yeah.
Hey, what does that mean?
That don't mean nothing. It just was an ad lib I was using.
Yeah, let's.
How were you in the studio when you said that? Like it just came.
Yeah,
I might say
it just came to me. I was just turning up. That's it.
So what is
Vulture Island?
What is that? Because I was like.
Vulture Island, like how Hot Boys had New Orleans, and how BG was Chopper City, like that's what it is, just New Orleans. Really, it's turning into the whole Louisiana. Fuck, like everybody behind this shit, like
yeah,
most definitely.
Okay. But yeah, let's like JoJo said, we're gonna get into the kitchen, talk about this music, man. So what we cooking up, man? What's going on?
I ain't lying, brother. I'm just going. I feel like my music, all this shit, dude, like this shit about to shift the culture. Like
facts.
Where does is New Orleans a top 5 city for hip hop?
It's about to be. It's about to be this year because I'm about to bring that shit back home.
With some New Orleans vibes with it.
You about to get the real New Orleans, the real street niggas.
I ain't never
shit,
been
like,
to New Orleans before.
I ain't been to a lot of poppers.
You ain't been to New Orleans?
Been to Houston either.
You got to pop out.
Yeah.
You lame for that.
Yeah.
What cities what are the cities you ain't been to?
Just that.
Houston and.
You never been to Houston?
Mm-mm.
She's sleep. I be telling her Houston is really like Atlanta in a lot of ways.
But I wanna experience.
You
wanna
hear from me, right?
What?
About Houston.
Yeah.
Houston is 10 times better than Atlanta.
That's what I'm saying. It's a bigger Atlanta.
No, that's fine. That's cool. Okay, I'll get Houston there when popping. I get there. But I want to go to New Orleans. I want to see what that's
about. Just went for
Mardi Gras, right?
You like trench shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you should go for Essence.
Because you're from Memphis, facts. Essence?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go for Essence, but Mardi Gras that time.
Mardi Gras different. I've been in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. It's different.
So, you're from New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans. Like, that's my shit. Like.
So I got a question. You know, we talk about New Orleans culture, hip hop, and everything. You know, this is the 50th year for hip hop. So I wanna pose this question to you because when we talk about hip hop, we often talk about the people in front of the camera. But on the exec side, who do you think is a better hip hop exec, Birdman or Jay-Z?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna go with Birdman. That's my blood. It's my bloody.
No, no, no. Take your take the bias out of it.
You can't. You can't do that. You
that's
can't.
Why I'm going with it. Yeah. Bloody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't even like.
And first of all, ain't nobody in the music industry made more money with music than Birdman. Period.
Who's made more stars?
Birdman. What the fuck?
I'm asking. I'm not. I don't have any type.
Who you think?
There's no correct answer.
Who you think?
I don't know. Jay-Z.
Name him. Jay-Z. And I'm about to name him against you.
All right, let's go. Kanye.
Next.
Yeah, that's
give me another one.
Yeah, that's
Rihanna.
Give me another one. You ready for me?
Kanye,
tell me when you're ready.
Rihanna. I was about to say Memphis Bleak, but nah.
When I name these names.
Let's go.
All right. Wayne.
Uh-huh. Facts.
Drake.
Uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
You mean Young Money. Young Money.
No, we gonna go name by name. Like, uh-huh. Who else?
Juvie.
Mm-hmm.
Who else he had?
Manny. Man.
Huh?
Manny?
Nah, we going. I'm going. I'm Frank. Taking the deal with you. Like, I'm him, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, you can't add him because you ain't add Jay-Z. Who else?
Would you? Nah, I can't give him that. I was about to say YB, but nah, I can't give him that.
Man, you can give him that.
You can give Bird
that's fine.
Alright, you might got some.
Because coming in that city, like that's what really stamped him. Stepping foot in that city, like, and Birdman brought him there, so you got to put him on there.
Okay. So alright, Birdman a better hip hop exec than Lizzy. What about Puff?
Man, brother, Birdman, gang. Who Puff?
Why you keep
me?
Trying to make him go against what he's saying?
No, I'm giving more options.
All right, I'm telling you who Puff made. Biggie,
112.
Don't know who that is.
Okay.
What?
The age. It's okay. Cupid doesn't lie.
No. Give me another one. Man, you still ain't named one, gang.
I did.
I named Biggie for you.
Oh, well, you beat me to it.
Facts.
Puff got a lot of shit. Puff got a lot of shit.
We ain't talking about liquor, man. We ain't doing that, bro.
Shout out Ciroc.
Hey, DeLeon.
Yeah,
man, that DeLeon gonna get your DeLeon.
That DeLeon Schmellion for sure. Get your DeLeon. Nah, you're right. Nah, that's why I said it wasn't no correct answer. I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
It was definitely.
Yeah, shout out to the boy Puff.
You fuck with New Orleans rappers?
You know what?
You fuck with New Orleans rappers?
I love New Orleans. I love everything they about rappers? New Orleans except the Saints. I am the number one Saint hater.
Yeah. Man, you know, Kodak, he a Falcons fan, so
I ain't about to go back and forth with this, man. We know what's happening, though.
Hater. Saint, you a Saint fan?
Who? You know, I was in here when y'all beat the Saints down here, huh? I mean, when the Saints
beat
y'all.
I'm glad.
I'm glad you even said it like that.
Right.
Last time we beat the Saints.
That's why he hate them.
Oh, my God. I hate the Saints so bad.
You just made yourself look terrible with it.
How? I'm realistic. I'm realistic. And I really want, I'm glad y'all beat us both times last year.
Yeah.
Because the Falcons fans was like, oh, we about to do this. Bro, we suck. And I want people to beat us so y'all know that we suck.
I beat P.O. $5,000 that day.
Oh, you and C.O.P. Uh-huh.
Bet on something? Because you know y'all was busting our ass at first.
And lost.
You talking about the first game of the season?
Yeah, first game of the season.
That's how I knew it was about to be. We was in for a long
time. I'm like, she won't bet. You know he tried to go all out. I'm like, man, bet $5,000. That's all I got. I ain't bet. And he lost his money. He was doing all that talking the whole game.
He paid up immediately, huh?
He paid up immediately, real nigga.
Yeah.
I ain't never meet a nigga pay me that fast. Mm. That nigga paid me before the game was over.
Damn.
I know that's right. Send me my shit.
Yeah.
He probably sent out so much shit that damn day.
Nah, because folks really be like, but the people in Atlanta really ride for the Falcons.
And they really don't.
Yes.
They only riding with you when you doing some shit right. They're not real true diehard fans like us.
Who's us?
Do you know who us is?
Who you is?
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Lame.
You heard the room.
Lame.
We went further than any one of y'all.
I'm gonna turn the camera audio up on that.
We done went further than any one of y'all, so both of y'all could just shut the hell up.
Where'd all that get you?
if we completely honest.
Where'd all that get you?
We got us right in the draft where we need to be. Fuck you talking about.
Oh, man, listen. So, I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with CeeDee Lamb, though. That nigga hard. He cold.
Yeah. Oh, now, if my memory.
Here we go. Here we go.
If my memory is remembering the right way. Didn't they include you in some of their preseason stuff last year?
The Saints?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that was the first game.
Yeah, see, they did it right. We had Rotimi.
Yeah, I was the face of that shit. Yeah, y'all mm-hmm. did that wrong. That's why y'all lost.
That's what he said. He blamed shit on Rotimi every Sunday.
It was Rotimi versus me. Why would you put Rotimi against me, man? I'm really one of them, man. Don't play with me, bro.
That is true. But listen, so you've been working on your project for God, too.
Yeah.
So what producers have you been working with?
I've really been working with some producers that's coming up. Like, I've been working with some Shife out of Miami. He made Down in the DM, Codeine Dream with Kodak. His son, Bubba. It's probably one of his first placements, though. But he hard as hell. Like, who else? Cass Bangs out of New Orleans. That's the first nigga ever recorded me. And Rob 2B. He out of New Orleans, too.
Do you have any features you can tell us? You got to keep it.
No, I don't care. I got Dirk on there.
Okay.
No Cap. Who else? Vori on there.
Vori?
She love Vori.
Trippy Red.
I love him.
No, I love Vori, too.
Damn, that's going to go so hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to add one more, though. I don't know what it's going to be.
What about a female?
Female? Oh, Dej Loaf.
Oh, Dej Loaf.
What?
Yeah, she came out of retirement.
That's what's up.
Dej Loaf.
Okay, yeah, Dej Loaf. Okay. Damn, I forgot about that shit.
So when can the fans expect that?
Probably like the last week of March, the first week of April, some shit like that.
Okay, cool. So watch out for that. That is on the way. So I got
I got another question.
Oh, go ahead, Shorty.
So you don't only do music. You
be a fashion icon.
Yeah. Like
What's you
got clothes, right?
Oh yeah, I got clothes, yeah.
And cologne.
Yeah.
Right, so what you talking about? What I'm talking about? You don't know what you got going on?
He said fashion icon. Like,
well, he said that like
fashion icon, yeah.
You know, like you Tiana Taylor in this bitch or something. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Excuse me for trying to make it sound good. My bad.
Trying to gas you up.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to get. But no, yeah. So what's your clothing line?
It's Vulture. Vulture Cartel.
Why I ain't getting no merch?
I got you, bro. I swear to God. I swear to God I got you. Okay. Your sizes.
All right.
And I'm gonna give you some perfume. I got some perfume too.
Oh, bet. What's the
It's called Some Metal.
Some Metal?
Yeah, Some Metal. S-E-M-E-T-O.
Well, what made you want to get into clothing and perfume?
I always wanted to do clothing because I already knew, like, with my designs, I can make it. Like, it ain't gotta be no rapper shit. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of clothing is it? Is it streetwear?
Yeah, it's like streetwear. Mm-hmm. That's what's taking over the game.
Like
bro.
This? Like a suit, Texas shit. Tech like shit? This. Yeah, that's what I like.
That's what's taking over the game for real. Something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Streetwear.
Okay. Okay. So, were you actually in the lab, like making this perfume and cologne? Like, smell?
My dad was doing all that.
Okay. But did you get to at least pick out what it smelled like?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What it smell like?
Good.
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 Like what? Good. Like sweet.
Like it smell like I got one that smell like sweet.
Mm-hmm.
One that smell like you about to go to a ball. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So
I got a couple.
Okay, cause I love fragrance on a man. Like, I don't know if you remember that Axe commercial back in the day, but when they sprayed the Axe on that mannequin and the girl, you probably too young for this. You remember that? They sprayed the Axe and then the girl just like she can't get off that man.
That's yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's how I feel with cologne. Like cologne,
I use that.
Cologne, the smell of a man, that triggers something in me.
So if a man smell good, make the coochie wet.
That's a little extreme, crazy. But I do like the way like a man smells. It do get me feeling some type of way, yes.
So that'll get the conversation started.
You wear cologne?
Yeah.
You hug her? Hmm? You hug her?
We don't wear cologne. No, we don't hug. Do we? Have we ever hugged before?
Yeah, we hug.
Couple times, maybe
yeah, when I'm about to leave.
You smelled him?
When one of us about to leave?
Yeah, he don't smell like cologne because he be going to the gym, so he don't wear cologne.
Yeah, I really
come. You got it on right now?
Yeah.
Y'all hugged when y'all saw each other today?
No.
I'm going to hug you when we leave here.
No.
You got to smell him. See if we get you that same.
Let me smell him now. Fuck it.
Come on.
Tell me if he musty, too.
Oh, shit. No, I ain't musty. Wait, go ahead.
It didn't get me there, but it smells good though. It smells. What is that? I smelled that before.
I forgot. It's something my brother got me for Christmas.
Oh.
Damn, y'all smelled it before. From cologne though, and I can't do that shit. I do it, but it's like
what?
I got buku of that shit too.
You don't put cologne?
I put my shit on sometimes.
Oh,
I say you got your shit.
I put my shit on, but
for the most part, no. So you just be out here stanky.
And I smell good. It smell like I just took a bath every day, all day.
Use that the organic soap.
Yeah, Dr. Bronner.
Dr. Bronner.
So if you have you ever wore it before, like?
My daddy used to have a big collection when he was in jail.
Oh, so, okay.
Do you know the joints they used to rub on?
The roll-on ones? I be getting them.
My daddy been had, like, my dad went to jail. He went to jail when I was, like, two.
Yeah.
So, he left all his shit, like, at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, that was the type of shit that they was making around that time. Like, that curve and all that.
Yeah. I remember the curve. Niggas used to get curved for Christmas.
Niggas got curved for Christmas. Niggas, man, you ain't shit, bro.
The box would fold them
I thought that's what you had on.
Nah, I don't wear curve.
There's some real wrong with curve, bro.
Yeah, nah, ain't nothing wrong
Ain't nothing wrong with curve. It's better than Axe and stink-ass must. So let me ask you a question. If it wasn't for rapping, what else would you think you would have taken up?
I probably would try to, like, do real estate first and just did it. Like, did it all the way and never tried nothing else.
Bro. You know how to talk people into buying stuff?
Say, bro, come buy this house, bro.
I know how to design the shit. I know how to design and get my design together and make a nigga want it because it's the next level shit.
Oh, so you want to be in architecture?
Yeah, that type of shit.
Oh, okay.
That's hard.
Yeah, so you want to be the one laying out what the house look like. Yeah. You making sure the bunker at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I need one.
That's what I want. Well, I still want to do it. I'm going to just wait till I got some time to do
it. Designer houses. That should be hard. Like a house designed by a rapper. I think there's a market for that because folks buying anything most of these rappers doing.
Man, listen, I'm about to get so much money out of these bitches. Like, I'm about to do my own house and post that bitch on Instagram. Like I got weed for sale.
Would you ever get into, like, food?
Food?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I always, man, that's why you asked me that.
What?
When I was growing up, I wanted to be on Man versus Food.
Man versus Food? But you want to go around eat food?
Eat food.
Oh, I wish I had that job. I love food.
What was the city for that, though?
Food. That's really the main reason why I want to go. I want to go eat the food, and I want to go see, like, I want to see the culture. Like, the New Orleans culture.
I'm going to tell you about that.
I got to be a part of that. So you've never, you tried to do nursing school?
Yeah.
How was that?
I ain't go to nursing school. You know you do your prereqs and shit.
Oh, so you? But you were attempting to?
I was attempting to.
What was it that it was like? Nah, hell no, this ain't it.
At COVID, when you had to do your work online.
Oh, okay.
And then I would rather watch Money Heist and shit.
Facts.
I'm like, man, listen, brother, that work ain't getting done.
Yeah, I remember when I was in school, I had took up because I thought I wanted to do kinesiology, which is like sports med, like no, yeah, like sports medicine.
To, yeah.
And I wanted to be like a trainer, a sports trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first class I took, we had to do a test where we had to know
every bone in the body.
With no word bank,
bro. No word bank. That's why I failed.
I said, excuse me, sir, this
is
the class
it's
for
called,
me.
It's called anatomy and physiology.
Yeah, guess what? I wasn't doing none of that shit. I knew right then and there, I said, I even tried. I went to study.
That's exactly why I failed. No, listen, funny shit. My last time going to A&P class, I took an Addy. Man, I was up studying from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. and my class was like at 7. I'm studying that. I'm saying the words all day. I scored like a 10% on that test. Facts. I said, man, this shit just ain't for me. Like,
I just left my shit blank.
You gotta be able to pivot to life, man. You gotta know what the size of
man, it was so bad. I'm in that bitch. I'm like, man, fuck that. If I get caught cheating, I just gonna get caught cheating. I'm
right.
Everybody, man, they got motherfuckers so sick in that bitch. They doing this. I'm like, man, I just.
Them be the lames. They be the. They be lame.
I just was like, C, A, B. I'm going.
No, but see, that yours, at least yours was like that. Ours was just all blank. It was no word bank, and you had to spell it out.
No, I had to do both.
Oh, okay.
No, I just started picking shit.
Yeah, ours, we ain't had that at all. We ain't had, it wasn't multiple choice. Man. It was like, it had the body, and then it had lines. For each.
They had that.
You should know what it is. That's I'm 50, like, no word 50%, bank?
And that's 50% of the test.
You and that bitch like
it's that one paper, you got 30 papers.
You and that bitch like it's
and that last paper, 50% of the test.
It's over with. What school did you go to?
I went to Southern.
Shout out to Southern.
That's what's up. Okay.
So I got a question before we get out of here, right? So you know, it's a lot of things going on in the hip hop culture, but one thing right now people are talking about is paperwork.
Yeah.
Can you have a successful rap career after paperwork comes out?
I ain't listening to it if paperwork involved.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting that same sentiment from a lot of people.
What do you mean paperwork though? Like
that you told.
Oh.
That you told on somebody.
But I mean to each his own, like.
Yeah, it's up to the person, but you know. But I'm not no street nigga anyway.
I might have said
it really depends.
The reason I feel like that though, because like I said, my dad was in jail for 12 years, like my whole life, damn near. And it was because of some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So me not growing up with a dad, I hate them type niggas. Like you can't do all that bad shit and then turn. Like you gonna lie to everybody else, but you are gonna tell a dead, honest truth in the courtroom. Like I don't believe in that.
With manners.
That's too much.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. If you did that shit, you really gotta stand on that shit. That is the life you was living. If you was the shooter, be the shooter. That was you.
I feel like when they go to jail for shit, like, brother, when they take you and they got, man, you got to be prepared to die. Like, you got to be prepared to die, literally. Like,
no, shit be like that, though.
Yeah.
And that's what we be seeing all the damn time. That's why we have our saying that all black people say all the time, every time.
What we say?
Don't snitch.
Hey. They tell you that when you a kid, though.
No snitching.
When you try to tell on your siblings, you got a lot of siblings.
Some people don't need to be mean and snitch, though.
You know what? A OG told me one time.
What OG told you one time?
Once upon a time.
Not long ago.
Once upon a time, I was somewhere and there was like a lot of shit that didn't belong to nobody that lived in that bitch in there. Like a lot of shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? Where did this shit come from? And they was like, don't worry about it because the less you know, the better. Because that way, when you get in front of somebody,
you can tell the truth.
Like, you ain't got to worry about lying.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't even in you.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, good night. Shit. Exactly. That was the realest shit I ever heard in my life. I'm never going to forget that. That was a long ass time ago.
A real nigga.
But I ain't never going to forget that. He told me straight just like that. Like, sometimes you ain't got to know everything because that way, if you get put to a position where you gotta tell the truth, you really don't know. Like, you gonna tell the truth, you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, I don't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To this day.
Exactly.
And I don't give a fuck either. Ever since then, I ain't act shit. Kept it moving.
For sure. Shit, man, that's another episode of Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. We got Big Homie Rob 49.
Yes, sir.
You know he a Saints fan. It's cool.
You
can tolerate it.
Who that?
Come on now.
that's what so y'all funny. Saying?
I don't even fucking know.
Rise up. You don't even know. I know your shit.
I don't think we say that no more.
Rise up. Yes, y'all do.
No, we don't.
What's y'all
saying? Timmy said it.
You know what? So and that's funny. Why we need to retire that shit.
Rise up.
What y'all say?
I thought it was in brotherhood.
No, it's rise
in
up.
In brotherhood.
It's still rise up?
Well, we say we them boys, so.
Have you been them boys?
We. I'm part of them.
You from Memphis, bro.
I am a Dallas Cowboys fan.
What's y'all football team?
In Memphis, one of it's the Titans. Yeah.
Why don't you be a Titans fan?
Because I'm not a Titans fan. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Why
you got to be a fan of where you from?
Like, because people like that. What you said?
Ring chaser.
Exactly.
That's ring chaser.
Like, people like that.
When the last time we done got a damn ring?
So what am I chasing? What made you a Cowboys fan? Honestly.
My daddy.
Made him that?
He was a Cowboys fan. Because he grew up in Mississippi. And the only thing they watch on TV
Saints and Cowboys.
Was the Saints and the Cowboys, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so he became a Cowboys fan and that shit triggered off on me.
You get a pass.
The whole family is actually Cowboys fans.
You get a pass because
really,
it ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yo, Chicago, I'm a Cowboys family, fan. Relax. Bears fan?
Nope.
That's crazy.
Nope, yeah, because I'm from both. I'm from Chicago and Memphis. I'm from both. For real? So, yeah.
That's why you act like that.
Why? Act like what?
Like.
Oh, tough?
Yeah. Chicago.
I'm trying to get in my feminine energy, y'all. Fuck y'all. This Big Homie's House, we out.
Skate.